More than 70% of Ohio voters approved Issue 1 last fall, which changes the way the district lines for state lawmakers are drawn. And that energized advocates who've been pushing towards something they've wanted for years, changing the congressional district's map drawing process. They say a change would mean no more maps like the current one, which features a district along Lake Erie that's only a few feet wide, and two that hook completely around other districts. National experts have said Ohio's map is among the most partisan and gerrymandered in the country. And those who want to change the process got a boost a few weeks after the election from Republican presidential candidate Governor John Kasich.
I think we need massive, eliminate gerrymandering, and we got to figure out a way to do it. We got to be aggressive on it, and we got to have more competitive districts. That, to me, is what's good for the state of Ohio and what's good for the country.
And now the four top executive office holders, Attorney General Mike DeWine, Auditor Dave Yost, Treasurer Josh Mandel, and Secretary of State John Husted, say it's time to look at changing the congressional map drawing process too. DeWine, Yost, and Mandel all agreed with comments on the subject that Husted recently made to reporters.
The idea that that one particular party would have control over drawing the lines is an outdated thought process. You can't look at all the failures and the brokenness that we have in government and think that somehow, less competition is good.
The map for state House and Senate districts is drawn by a panel of lawmakers, which Issue 1 expanded by two members. But state lawmakers draw the maps for their counterparts in Congress. And legislative leaders say that means it's not as easy to change the system as it was for the state legislative district maps. After Issue 1 was approved, House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger of Clarksville had expressed a desire to slow down the process, saying he wanted to, in his words, give it a test. But now Rosenberger says there's more to it than that.
The redistricting that was passed in State Issue 1 and the redistricting we're talking about, congressional redistricting, are, in my opinion, apples and oranges. They're different in the way that we look at how to draw these lines.
Senate President Keith Faber of Salina strongly agrees with Rosenberger.
I think it's a very different question about whether you should take what has historically in this country been a legislative item and move it to some other entity. That is a divestiture of state legislative authority. And so that's a different discussion.
But Democrats and advocates for changing the congressional redistricting system are suspicious, suggesting that Republican legislative leaders want to go slowly because they don't want to change the process at all, because they're counting on being able to draw the lines again after the next census in 2020. Catherine Turser with Common Cause Ohio says time is running out.
The closer that we get to the census and the actual map making, the easier it is to predict which political party will be able to draw the maps and engage in the shenanigans. And the closer we get to that, the harder it's actually going to be to get reform.
There's a proposal on congressional redistricting before the panel looking at possible changes to the state constitution, but a vote on that plan has been delayed for at least another 2 months. And a resolution in the Senate to change the congressional redistricting process was introduced last fall. It has bipartisan sponsorship, but has yet to have a hearing. Meanwhile, Turser and other advocates are discussing the possibility of seizing their success with the state district map and taking a proposal on one for Congress back to the voters. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.